now we enter into some hip hop vibes, and I'm so excited to feature these two songs. So let's not waste time. Set us up with your choice.
So every now and then, when I'm listening to Hi-Fi Dream, I'll hear a hip hop song playing, and it pleasantly surprises me because it's something usually more accessible and not like straight up hip hop. It's something that fits the vibe of Hi-Fi Dream, and I get it. I'm like, oh, yeah, I know why he chose that song. And so I like to bring that to the show here if I can, even though my knowledge of hip-hop is kind of limited. I was exposed to this, not this band, but an artist named Del the Funky Homo Sapien from a very unique song that he made called Mr. Dabalina, which is one of my
classic
favorites. Yeah, yeah, exactly. So I wanted to feature that song, but then I thought, well, let's see what else he has. And he did this collaboration, and they formed a super group called Deltron 3030 with Dan the Automator and Kid Koala. I don't really know those guys.
You know Dan the Automator. He used to remix all kinds of songs.
Okay,
from the
well,
90s
it sounds
and 80s,
like it's a
yeah.
cool name. I would listen to anybody with that name. But I never heard this song before, or this band from 2000, this supergroup from 2008. It's called Mastermind. But man, when I heard this, it was so sick. Like the vibe immediately, like I was hooked from the first measure. And even the intro is like, hey, let me ask you a question, man. And it just goes into the rap. And
is such a very unique style rapper, Del. Funky Homo Sapien. For people who are familiar with the Gorillaz, they had a song called Clint Eastwood.
Right.
He was most famously the vocalist, the rapper in that song.
That's right.
Probably the biggest hit he was a part of. Mm-hmm. And he was on a couple of those songs on that album, the first Gorillaz album, which is great. But he did have this sort of matter-of-fact, spoken word kind of rap style.
Yeah.
And nobody else has it.
And didn't take himself too seriously in his rhymes, I felt like. Which is nice.
Agree
I like
that.
The playful rap, playful hip hop. Generally, I gravitate towards that. And this song kind of fills. It's a little bit boasty, you know, but not like. To me, the sound, the instrumentation, the samples make up for that and makes it a fun song.
100% agree. This is at a time in 2008, I wasn't listening to much hip hop.
Yeah,
there
same.
Was not much coming out I liked. Even in the early 2000s, I felt like the 90s were so good that it just really got so watered down that it wasn't worth it for me to explore. But every now and then I'd get something and I'd be like, oh, this is good. You know, Black Star, and Mos Def continued to put out music. So there were guys that were doing it, but Common was another one who I really enjoyed, and the Roots were still making good music. But overall, it was watered down in the hip hop world.
I see.
You started seeing guys like 50 Cent, Fabulous, again, nothing wrong with those guys, especially to a whole generation of people. But for me, who came from Tribe and De La Soul and Wu-Tang, it was hard for me to find joy
different.
In listening to these songs. It was
different
very
vibe.
Boastful, as you said.
Right.
These guys were, but unfortunately, again, I wasn't there mentally, so I had the CD and never really, after the period it came out, went back to it much. So it was a pleasure to kind of reintroduce myself to this album. Several songs stood out to me that I remembered, and then there were others that I just don't even remember ever listening to.
Right.
So it was a nice rediscovery for me. And as I said, if you were a fan of hip hop in 2008, maybe you know this more than I would. But there is hope for me to go back to this period and maybe find more gems like this that I left behind, if you will, because you went dark in that period of music for a while.
That's right.
I kind of went there in that era of 2003 or 2001 to 2010 with hip hop. So, but the follow-up song is going back to my high school days and like my formative years again, with hip hop being such a big part, like a solid chunk of my percentage of music in the 90s was hip hop. And it was because of artists like Mobb Deep, who I would put up there as top three, maybe greatest hip hop MCs of all time.
Huh.
And I'm super excited. A lot of people will know the song. It's called Shook Ones. It's part two. The first part's great too, but this is the real song. And most people who love hip hop will know this is an all-time classic. For those of you that are just kind of casual hip hop fans, you might not know it, but you will understand how important it is and how absolutely perfect the lyrics are and describing the environment of that period in the 90s in the hood, really, you know, on the streets of New York City. This is what it felt like to be alive back then. Let's put it that way. And if you were in those inner cities in New York and Queens and Bronx and Brooklyn, this is the world you lived in. And I think this is like a narrator of a movie. And I'm excited to hear your view on it. You ready to play the songs?
All right, let's go.
All right.
Ask you a question, man. See if you know what's up. Pick this. Who fuses the music with no illusions? Producing the blueprints. Clueless? Automator. Defy the laws of nature. Electronic monolith. Throw a jam upon the disc. The futuristic looping with the quickness. Hyper-producing. Hydrogen fusion liquids. Keep your distance. Keep your distance. Who's that? Your distance. Collaborate with time-consuming reprogramming. I apply the flow cannon. The combo so slamming. Atomically reconstruct the whole canvas. His logic impressed. A hypnotic effect. Yeah, Latin patent. You could call it a gift. Manny all in the mix. Nuclear physicist. Genetically tailored every bit of this stimulus.
The day the walls of the cities will crumble away, uncovering our naked souls. All start singing. Shouting, screaming.
Psionically, bionically, forget how you feel. Especially formulated, the rest of you fornicated. It takes more to make this. He juggles variables, unparalleled propulsion to carry the love. Neurosurgeon, the purest virgin, conducting currents. Musical Merlin, he shine like Sterling. Watch automator draw a laser of a higher intensity and instantly miss a beat, create a symphony.
Who's that?
The mastermind.
Who's that?
It's time for me to dead daddy.
Who's that?
The mastermind.
Who's that?
It's time for me.
Hey, I know now.
Repeat.
Automator's on the planet Earth, and he's gonna stop the war of the worlds.
Now, how would he do that?
T. Deltron Zero is here as well to click together for real.
That's pretty good, man.
Yeah. He told y'all evildoers he is truly gifted in the matters of rhythm.
Yeah, I'll give him that.
Yeah, you gotta give him zap. With his infinite wisdom, you know you gotta get with him.
How's that? How'd I do?
Good job. All is well with the cosmos.
Yes, I got the port of 30, yeah, man.
Get their whole body laced up with and such. Speak the wrong words, man, and you will get touched. You can put your whole army against my team, and I guarantee you it'll be your very last time. Your simple words just don't move me. You're minor, we major. You're all up in the game and don't deserve to be a player. Don't make me have to call your name out. Your crew is featherweight. My to make you levitate. I'm only 19, but my mind is older. When the things get for real, my warm heart turns cold. Enough deceased, another story gets told. It ain't nothing really. And yo, done sparked the Philly, so I could get my mind off these yellow back. While they still alive, I don't know. Go figure. Meanwhile, back in Queens, the realness and foundation. If I die, I couldn't choose a better location. When feel a burning sensation, getting closer to God in a tight situation now. Take these words home and think it through, or the next rhyme I write might be about you. Son, they shook. This ain't no such thing as halfway crooks. Scared to death and scared to look. They shook. This ain't no such thing as halfway crooks. Scared to death and scared to look. Living the life that is diamonds in. There's numerous ways you can choose to earn funds. Some get locked down and turned nuts. Cowardly hearts and straight up shook ones.
Shook ones.
He ain't a crook, son. He just a shook one.
For every rhyme I write, it's 25 to life. There was so much trust safeguard of my life. Ain't no time for hesitation. That only leads to incarceration. You don't know me. There's no relation. Queensbridge, if you don't play, I don't got time for your petty thinking. My son, I'm bigger than those. Claiming that you pack heat, but you're scared to hold. And once the smoke clears, you'll be left with one of your 13 years in the projects. My mentality is what, kid? You talk a good one, but you don't want it. Sometimes I wonder, do I deserve to live? Or am I going to burn to hell for all the things I did? No time to dwell on that, cause my brain reacts. Front if you want, kid, lay on your back. I don't fake jazz, kid, you know I bring it to your life. Stay in a child's place, kid, you out of line. Criminal minds thirsty for recognition. I'm sipping, EMJ got my mind flipping. I'm bucking, digging my ways out of hope for hustling. Get that loot, kid, you know my function. Cause long as I'm alive, I'ma live illegal. And once I get on them, I put on all my peoples. React quick, spill lyrics like Max, I hit your domo. When I roll up the beat, go sleep because I'm free.
Son, they shook, this ain't no such thing. It's halfway crooks, scared to death and scared to look. They shook, cause ain't no such thing as halfway crooks. Scared to death and scared to look. They shook, cause ain't no such thing as halfway crooks. Scared to death and scared to look. They shook, cause ain't no such thing as halfway crooks. Living the life that it comes in. There's numerous ways you can choose to earn funds. Some get locked down and turn nuts. Cowardly hearts and straight up shook ones.
Shook ones.
He ain't a crook, son. He's just a shook one.
To all the villains and the $100 billions.
It is the Hi-Fi Dream Deep Dive, coming out of some real heavy-hitting hip-hop, in my opinion. Mobb Deep, Shook Ones Part 2 from 1995. Before that, Willis's Choice, which was Deltron 3030 Mastermind. Again, I said 2008. I'm not sure if I did. Dan the Automator, Del the Funky Homo Sapien are the main characters in that little project. But what a way to spin off by going backwards. Pretty much the same beat, in that it's kind of just stays consistent throughout, kind of a mild, hard-hitting hip-hop beat. with poetry happening over both of those songs. What did you think of Mobb Deep?
So I had not honestly heard of Mobb Deep, and that's kind of sad. But at the same time, I can tell you why is in the mid-90s, I checked out of hip-hop. I think after NWA in the late 80s kind of made it big. And, you know, of course, I was West Coast, right? This is an East Coast band. And so I just didn't know about this group. And I think I stopped listening to, like, gangsta rap. Like, I would classify this as gangsta rap because it's kind of talking about, like, you know, getting shot and not being a – he ain't a crook's son. He's just a shook one. It's a great line. And it's very storytelling – but also kind of wisdom being passed on, right? Like, this is how it is, but maybe this is what happened yesterday.
That's right.
But I like the line also, because they ain't no such thing as halfway crooks. It's like, that's the wisdom, you know? It's not just about saying how hard life is. It's kind of saying, like, we're stuck here, and when you live this lifestyle, you're either gonna be in or you're out. And that's like my understanding of what it's like. So this is the other thing I wanted to comment on is hip hop, even back then or even today, it serves these two purposes. It's telling the story of the life, but also it's really good, like, danceable music that with a beat that is sometimes you hear the beat. And only you want to hear that energy, and you're not listening necessarily to the words. And I think this is true for a lot of people who aren't necessarily hip-hop fans, but like the beat, and they like the sound, and it sounds good in their car. And, you know, if you listen to the words, it can be something that has no relationship to who you are. And for many people, I think, especially who aren't gangsters, they would have no idea what it's like to go live on the streets, you know, and live this lifestyle, except for what you see in the movies. So this song for sure falls in that category. It's like, it's a world I know nothing about. And if I were to listen to this really loud because I like the sound, I wouldn't want people to think that I'm pretending to be like that, right?
So right.
That's what's different about hip hop, I think, versus a love song. Like, well, it's possible that I could fall in love and have a broken heart. It's not possible that I'm going to go out and, you know, be a gangbanger, at least today. So that's the difference. And so it's, I guess I've liked this song, and I hadn't heard it before. And so it was nice hearing it for like the third or fourth time now, and I would definitely listen to it again. And I like that it's got this message.
Their whole album is, this particular album, The Infamous, which is a hip-hop classic. It does sort of narrate what they're seeing on a day-to-day basis. And what made them so legitimate and authentic is that Mobb Deep were, well, even in the late 80s, started making music. They kind of found themselves in this period of time when they were like 20, 21 years old is when they got kind of known. But they were singing their environment. They were rapping their environment. And when they made it, they were still living in Queensbridge projects. That's where Nas was from. Queens hip hop is like legendary. There's some amazing hip hop that broke off. Run DMC, you know? Yeah. But the Queensbridge projects, where they are talking about, and they keep talking about in the song, is one of the worst housing projects in all of New York City. And every borough had the known projects, like the ones you stay away from,
right,
as a visitor, because they were hardcore. And as they made it, they still were living in that environment as they were putting out records. So their credibility was that they were still kind of a known hip hop group making hit records, but they still lived in that on the streets and were in that world. And I think that's the case with quite a bit out of the West Coast stuff too. You know, the Crips and Snoop Dogg and those
South
guys'
Central
affiliations,
LA.
They still made music, you know, even though they were in that world.
Right.
So what I come away from this is saying that, you know, there's like watching a movie about something you're not familiar with, but you're kind of very interested in. These guys almost bring the movie to your speakers, and they create imagery in your head. But both MCs, but specifically Prodigy. Prodigy to me is my favorite MC. He died way too young from sickle cell anemia complications, like maybe like 10 years ago. He's our age, actually.
Right.
And unfortunately, one of the greatest MCs of all time, and he's gone. But in my view, he's one of the best MCs ever. And you just think that he was 19 as he's singing these words about this crazy world he lives in. And it kind of puts things in perspective. And it no longer becomes like glamorizing this like gang violence and culture. It's almost just the harsh reality of it that they're bringing to you.
That's true. It's more like I'm a victim of this circumstance, right? It's not like I chose this lifestyle.
Yes.
That's kind of the message of this song, which is it's different than saying it's great to be a gangster, you know, I'm pimping and hoeing and stuff like that. This is different.
Right. Yeah, so this is a good thing. And anyway, so let's kind of shift gears for the last part of this, which is very interesting. You went to a newer song that I never heard before. And then I'm going to go to an old 80s new wave song. So talk about, were you going to say something?
No, this is this.
Oh, go ahead. Yes. Set us up with your song.
So this is an artist also I found on social media, but through a different way. It was a short video about her recording herself making trance music live using code, which is strange to think about. There's this coding platform. I guess there's more than one, but this one's called Strudel. And you go to this website and you start typing, like, give me a 16th beat, you know, with sawtooth waveform. And it'll start playing it and looping it. And then you could start typing. If you know this language or the syntax to use, you could change the pitch, you could change the tempo, you can change all these aspects by typing in code like you were writing a Python script, which mm-hmm. is very interesting to a nerd. And there's a whole genre, a subculture of people who do this, and they do live dance shows, I guess, with trance music where they're coding and people are dancing to it. And so it's like a... like the ultimate nerd rave.
Wow.
I shouldn't even say nerd. It's like, I don't know, music head where you are creating on the fly, but not using a synthesizer or a keyboard, but with code. And
okay.
So her name is Jade Rose. She calls herself Switch Angel, which I love the name because if you're a coder, you're tapping on the mechanical keyboard, the key switches. So she's the Switch Angel. And the music and the videos that she made were really cool because she's talking through it like, let's bring in more power. And then she'll say, you know, I need to put in a flanger or something, and she'll type it in and you'll see her typing it on the screen and then you'll hear it. So anyways, I like following her, but then I wanted to play one of her songs here, but it's a little bit too trancey for our show. And but even though we're electronic, I don't think we would play much trance. And but she had this new release called Golden Fuchsia at the end of last year, which is a little bit different. And I would call it like a mix of pop, some dance cliches, some glitch. But then you hear like some kind of intimate sounding folk acoustic guitar. It's a whole mix of things. It's really fun. And the song kind of swings different ways. So I thought it's a nice change for her to put out this song, but also a way to showcase and talk about this coding platform because I found it so fascinating.
I never heard of any of this. I was like kind of just even hearing what you were saying, I had to like stop and like zone in even closer to
it's
what you were
weird.
Saying.
Yeah.
Yeah, very. I've never heard anything like that about the coding and sort of like the creative aspect of like jamming almost with this.
What's super cool about it is when you write the code, it's literally playing and looping as you're writing it. So
wow.
It's not like you have to code it and then press compile and go. It's literally going and you could keep morphing it. That's why you could do this live and people can dance to it. And it's
interesting.
Really not going to mess up too much, right? Because it's going to be it's going to keep time and keep doing what the code tells it to do. So it's interesting.
Wild. Okay, so I have to check this out. But I like the song. I will say this about Switch Angel. I didn't read your blurb first, so I kind of had this thing about how organic it sounded, and I was like, oh, I don't want to say I think it's because the vocals were so high in the mix. They weren't usually, they weren't typically handled. Like you would set back slightly with maybe a little effect, a little reverb or a little delay or something. It felt like it was just right there in my face.
Yeah.
Which when I read about it being a trance artist, it surprised me because right. It sounded like maybe it was an indie punk group that decided to make a pop song.
Exactly.
And, but I liked it. And then you mentioned Empire of the Sun, and I hear that in this sort of, I guess, interludes, if you will, of like EDM sounding,
yes,
kind of pop electronic sounds that were pop, like from the maybe 10 years ago.
The kind of anthemic, the anthemic chorus that they all kind of processed.
Right. So this was interesting. I had no reference for it. I never heard of them. I never heard this style really even. I'm going to have to check out her more trancey stuff just to see what it's all about, because I'm having a hard time even imagining what that sounds like.
That's the thing. So all her other music is going to be trance except this one.
I would think she's probably going to want to continue to make music like this, because she might be onto something with this.
I agree.
As far as like mainstream accessibility, I think there's something here.
Right.
Way poppier than I probably would have found myself. So a very interesting discovery to bring to the deep dive today. I ended it on a new wave song. I guess there is a reason I picked this if you listen sonically. But you were familiar with the group, not the song, right? Figures on a Beach.
No, never heard of them.
I thought there was something here. It said on a compilation.
Oh, sorry. Yes, you're right. You're right. I did. I did.
Okay, you did. All right.
Yeah, you said you found them on a compilation, this song. And I said I had them on a different song of theirs on a compilation.
Okay.
Also.
All right. Good. I knew I wasn't losing my mind.
Yeah,
this is on a Sire Records radio sampler. It had like Depeche Mode, Erasure, a lot of great songs, James. So I bought this CD in probably the mid 90s, but it was from the late 80s. And it was this song that was kind of tucked in between these more familiar artists like the Smiths and, like I said, Erasure and such. But this was the song that really stood out to me. Like, and I remember for years and years and years, I would play it for people and they'd be like, who is this?
Because
it was distinct of that sound, that new wave sound in the 80s, a certain vocal affectation that they would all have. And like think of David Gahan of Depeche Mode, that style. And I loved it. And I was curious, did you like, I mean, to this day, I think it stands up too, but what did you think of it?
So listening to it now is different than when I was listening, what I would listen to this back then. So if I had heard this back then, and I'm only thinking about the song that I had, that I heard on my compilation, not this particular song, but their sound, I thought the vocals and the sound was very similar to like what was normal new wave, right? Like you're saying.
Yes.
It's distinctive among other genres, but then within new wave, to me, it was like the same. And so to me, they weren't distinct enough within new wave for me to dig deeper and say, well, what is this band? I think that's why I didn't really listen to this song or the band any further. So does that make any sense?
Yeah, it
does. Versus today, like I can't get enough of that retro new wave sound, and finding songs that I hadn't heard before, even though they're old, is kind of this fun novelty. Because I think, so the irony is, like, I felt like there was an overstock of new wave sounds back then, but now, you know, I feel fortunate there are songs that I can discover today that I'm not familiar with. Because they're made. You can't make new old stuff. You can make retro sounding music. So anyways, it's nice. I'm glad you included this song. And
so many good points there about that I didn't think about right? Going back now and stuff you might have disregarded at that time. Now going back to it, you're like, oh wow.
Exactly. Yeah, and that's what we do so many times on the show, actually, is I'm trying to find those little gems even to share with you, and like, oh yeah, you might have heard it, but you really didn't listen to it in today's ear, which is a unique experience. I think like
I love that about seeking out music, dude, because part of my enjoyment is like finding a song that I really liked, maybe from a band that I wasn't that familiar with. I have an example of this. There was a band called Red Rockers. They had a song called China. Which, do you remember that song?
No.
It's kind of like a rock new wave song in 1986, I think. Mm-hmm. 85, 86, 87, that range. But it was definitely a new wave voice with like kind of a rock band. But anyway, it was amazing, and I remembered it from a Richard Blade new wave CD from back in Richard the 80s. Blade, right. And I got excited when I went back to revisit the album, and then I stumbled on it in a dollar bin maybe a few years ago. And just for that song, I'm going to buy it, listen to the song, but then discovered there were other amazing songs on the album that I would never have known about. I only knew that one song. So when I find those albums that are just one song and I might not be familiar, I'm hoping I get those gems that like yeah. you just mentioned. Yeah. This album I happened to find after, so all these years later, I only had this one song on a compilation disc. So through the years I had it on, you know, Spotify or later Tidal. It's on YouTube, so I could find it. But then I found the album in Needle to the Groove in downtown San Jose. Shout out okay. to those guys. I found the album for like $5 in their 80s section. And it's really, really good. Nothing is better than this song. No Stars is the title of the track. It kind of combines the U2's earlier sound, maybe mid-80s U2, with Depeche Mode, The Cure, and like maybe Camouflage and bands like that. But I hear some Bono in the passion in the vocals. I don't know if you agree with that.
Yeah, yeah, because there's this part where he kind of hoo-hoos, you know, like what Bono, the way Bono would sing, instead of a lyric, like hoo-hoo. And there's lots of little subtle things in there that if you're not listening, you would miss it. Like there's these angelic, like choral synth sounds like, ah, ah, in the background. And yeah. then there's these like, happy guitar arpeggios that are kind of plucked out, but they're subtle, and it's like the repeating pattern going through the chords note by note. And there's just a lot there, which to me is a little bit hidden in the production of that era. So the production, I feel like this song could use like a remaster to open up a little bit more, because to me it sounds a little bit squashed, like everything's stuck in a box.
See, I like that it's got a muted kind of drum sound. Yeah, I do something about it. I like that it's not brash sounding. Yeah. I also kind of reminds me of like 80s movie soundtracks. Remember like in, you know, the Breakfast Club, 16 stuff. Candles. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it sounds like something you might hear in one of those scenes, because it's an epic song. It's very, yeah. it's not understated. It's epic.
That's true.
Which is why I compared it a little bit to Depeche Mode and U2 in that regard.
Yeah, there's a lot going on for sure.
But lyrics are great. The voice is great. The music is great. It's one of those rare songs that I think should have been a number one song. And maybe if the Psychedelic Furs recorded it, it would have been. But instead, it was just sort of this obscure 80s pop song that I know if you're into that sound that of all those bands, Erasure and all those bands I mentioned, you're going to love this song.
Yeah, and even has this cool piano solo in the towards the end.
Yes, like U2 New Year's Day, how they yes. when the piano takes over the song, it's understated.
Exactly.
But powerful. This song, that piano solo leads to the big crescendo of the song, mm-hmm. where it just kind of explodes.
Yeah.
Let's play the last two songs. Anything else you want to add before we leave today?
No, great choice. Way to end it.
Great choice, too, from you. Again, for those of you listening right now, we replay the show on Monday nights at 10 p.m. So it's 10 a.m. Sunday morning, 10 p.m. Monday night. And then every week we bring a new show. We'll be back with 105 next week. But for now, the last two tracks, Gold and Fuchsia, Willis's pick, and the song is by a group called Switch Angel. Again, Gold and Fuchsia is the song. Figures on a Beach by my, that I wrote this song, my choice, actually, Figures on a Beach, and the song is called No Stars from 1986 to close us out. Willis, thank you so much, brother.
All right. Thanks, Greg.
Back next week with another edition of The Deep Dive.
See you next time.
when dangerous, you shook my bones and took my breath. The shape of our hands compressed in the grass and shores.
How the puppets light up the future.
Hi-Fi Dreams Deep Dive.
The day.